Welcome to the Sparkening Podcast.
On this episode, I'm going to be going over what has worked for me on Instagram and what has totally failed. So let's get right into it. Chances are you're probably already on Instagram, and if you're not, you really should be, but I'm guessing that you are on Instagram. So I'm going to talk to you about some simple things that you can do that can absolutely be a game changer for you on your Instagram account based off of the mistakes that I've made, as well as good decisions I've made that have really panned out, but mostly mistakes, mostly failures, because honestly, that's what most of marketing is. It's kind of failing until you find what works. And I found a lot of things that work, found a lot of things that don't. I'm going to help you avoid the things that don't and do the things that do. That was wordy. All right. So first of all, I'm going to start off by talking about the things that really have worked for me on Instagram. And I want to start out with hashtags. So when you're on hashtags, when you're looking for hashtags on Instagram, you've probably just been going with hashtags that make sense, hashtags that are familiar. If you're posting a lot of quotes about entrepreneurism, then you're probably just doing hashtag entrepreneur, hashtag entrepreneur quotes. That's fine. You're probably never going to get followers because of this. And the reason is because those are way too competitive for you. Every Instagram account actually has kind of this imaginary, invisible power unit. Instagram kind of decides, their algorithm decides how powerful your account is. And if your account is not very powerful, you won't really rank for any hashtags. If you are more powerful, you can rank for hashtags that have millions of posts. For example, hashtag entrepreneur. But you're probably not there yet. So how do you find out what hashtags to actually use? Now, I've done this and I've failed a lot finding all the wrong hashtags, and it has stunted growth considerably until I found the right ones. But here's how you do it. First of all, I want to talk about the quantity of the hashtag, and second, the quality of the hashtag. So we'll get into how many hashtags and then which hashtags you should be using. First off, quantity. Yes, you're allowed to actually use 30 hashtags in an Instagram post. Don't ever do this. Don't do it. It's a trap. It's not really the limit. The real limit is more like 7. You should use 7 or under hashtags and make them really specific to each post. If you do that, it's going to seem like you're going to get less traffic because that's fewer hashtags. But in reality, Instagram will actually say, oh, this person's real. They're using a real amount of hashtags, and really specific ones will help them rank for those. If you put more than 7 on a post, you're never going to rank in the top 10 or so on Instagram for any hashtag. In fact, your account could very well get flagged, as mine has many times. Now that you know the quantity of the hashtags, you want to really deal with the quality more so. And the quality of hashtags can be done simply by determining, first off, how many followers do you have right now? If you have about 200 followers, you should really be going after very small hashtags. For example, anything that's under, say, 5,000 or 10,000 posts associated with the hashtag. Now, if you don't know what I'm talking about, go into Instagram right now and type in a hashtag in the search bar, and you'll notice a number underneath that says 10,000 posts or 1 million posts, depending on the hashtag you use. That's the number that you're going off of, okay? If you have a small amount of followers, anywhere in the low hundreds, then yeah, you want to stick under 10,000 posts for each hashtag. You don't want to do any hashtag that has more than 10,000 posts, and then you build gradually. Now, if you are an account that has tons of engagement and tons of followers, like you have 10,000 followers, by all means, go after a hashtag that has more than 100,000 posts associated with it. But don't get greedy right off the bat. Build small, build little by little, and then you'll build with actual engagement. All right, next, I want to talk about Instagram stories and the things that do work for Instagram stories. Then after this, I'm going to get into the things that really don't work that you should absolutely avoid. I've already kind of covered a little bit of it with hashtags, but I'm going to really get into it in depth. So for Instagram stories, first of all, if you're not doing Instagram stories, you really should be taking advantage of it, because it's a lot easier to put something on a story than it is to, say, make a post, because there's no captioning. It's more raw. It's more like Snapchat. So it's not as much as expected in an Instagram story in terms of the quality. So you really can do more of them, and you shouldn't be afraid to use stories to build your business or build your own account. Now, there are things that work and things that don't work, but I'm going to talk about what's really worked well for my accounts with Instagram stories. Specifically, I want to talk about using the different functions properly. I'm going to go through a couple of them that you'll see right when you go into the Instagram story to create a new one. You're going to see, after you select an image, that there is this little square happy face in the top, and you're going to see this drop-down menu that says location, mention, hashtag, poll, and there are a bunch of different options. And I want to go over how to use these effectively. First off, for the location tag, you can place a location tag on there for a location that you're not currently at. So if you took the picture in Los Angeles, tag Los Angeles. You don't have to, if you live in Nebraska, you don't always have to tag Nebraska. You can tag other places and try to reach that audience. Now, one thing that I would do, if you're using a location that's different than your current location, I would just click on the location button, add the location in, and then you can actually pinch in to zoom it in a lot so you can shrink the tag on the story. And I recommend you do that for actually all of this, because it'll just make it so that the content is at the forefront of everything, but that these functions are working in the background for you. For the mention, you should always mention another account, just because you never know when you're going to get some exposure or they're going to share it with their following. So mention other accounts, preferably accounts that are kind of at the same following as you. So if you have 1,000 followers, don't go after somebody that has 1,000,000. Maybe mention people that have 1,000 to 5,000 followers, somebody that can relate to you, somebody that can help build your audience and you can help build theirs alongside them. For the hashtag function, you can only use one of these, but you can actually add more hashtags in using the text function. So I'm going to move on to that after I talk about polls. Polls are the most engaging thing on the face of the planet for Instagram. These polls have single-handedly gotten me tons of followers and really an engaged audience. Getting tons of votes on these polls, and they're nothing special. So I really recommend that you use polls as a way to engage your audience, because it's about more than just getting them to like your photos. They want you to actually consistently interact with your brand on stories and on photos and off the platform as well. Now, if you click the text button, the A, the capital A, lowercase a, in the right corner, you can add text that's usually used to put a caption in here, but you can actually do up to 15 hashtags in the story. So use hashtags wisely here. Only use 7, as I mentioned before, but you can do the same exact thing you do in a post right here. And I highly recommend that you do that. And then shrink it down by pinching your fingers in. And that creates a great story that really comes together well and reaches more people than if you just posted something on its own. All right, now I'm going to get into all the don'ts, and it's going to be just one long list of things you should just not do. And keep in mind that I've done all of these things to test them. That's how I know you should not do them, okay? Number one, don't buy followers. Don't ever do it. It will kill off your account. It'll kill your engagement rate because none of them are real. None of them will ever like your photos. So even if you get 5,000 new followers, you're not going to get any more likes, which means that Instagram is going to look at your account as spammy. And then they'll show your stuff to even less people than before. So don't do that ever. Don't buy followers. The next thing, do not follow gobs of people. Don't have a bot going on in the background that's always following like tons and tons of people. It's okay to follow a decent amount of people, but you don't want to do more than 700 actions a day. But believe me, it's not that hard to get there, honestly, if you're doing one of these bots. So you have to be very conscious. I would recommend trying to do as much of it on your own as possible and not really buying people's services for this. The next thing is to make sure that your bio doesn't suck. Do not have a terrible bio. If your bio is unorganized, has no hashtags in it, has no website, no call to action, nobody will ever care about your profile. They'll come right onto your account and they'll see that it's not organized or thought out at all, and they'll bounce. They'll leave right away. Do not have photos that look completely different from each other. Now, this is not to say that every photo has to look exactly the same, that every photo has to be blue, taken in the same spot with the same smile. No, you don't have to do that. But don't be taking photos of random things and then just throw like a random quote in there and then take more random photos that have nothing to do with whatever you're doing, and then another quote and then a video and then an advertisement. Like, don't do random stuff. Be very deliberate. Try to make all your photos mesh together very well in an attractive way. Do not DM people just trying to tell them to follow you or go to your website. People do not look at those. They block you immediately. I do this all the time. People have these automated chatbots that, you know, whenever we follow each other, they send me a thing telling me to go to their website and buy their services. No, automatic block. I will never do that. So do not DM people with dumb requests. Be real always. And the same goes for comments. Do not set up automatic commenting where it's just spammy and no value. Always add value and engage with other people's stuff. That's about it. I know that was kind of a long list of do nots, but I have learned a ton by being a guinea pig for my accounts so that you don't have to do this. So please do not do these terrible, terrible things on Instagram. Do things the right way. Engage with people's content. Provide value yourself. Make it appealing and simple. And make sure that you're always asking yourself, what does my audience want? And give them what they want. Don't just throw out random stuff. All right, that's it for today. We have a couple of exciting interviews coming up. No spoilers here, but look for those in the coming days. And keep listening to Sparkling going forward. Excited to be back with you.